Hello, everyone. This is Victoria with the Ask Spirit Now show, and I am so happy to be with each and every one of you this beautiful Tuesday evening. I am so excited to have back Brent Atwater from Atlanta, and she is known all over the world for her communication with animals, and she's also an expert on animal reincarnation. And just to throw this in, she also is the author of Medical Intuition, which is a wonderful way of diagnosing and helping people to, in a spiritual way, find out about their medical issues. And so I am just so happy to have you this evening, Brent. How are you?
Soul sister, how you doing? Are we ready to rock and roll?
Well, we are. And I tell you, I want to let everybody know that, and I have put it out there on Twitter and Facebook for everyone to call in and, you know, ask Brent. This is your chance to talk with Brent about your animals and if they've passed over or if they, you feel like they're about to pass over. You can talk to Brent this evening. So call in on the numbers right there on a BBS knows how to get you connected up in there. So just give us a call in and we're just going to chat away and talk. I have so much to talk to you about, Brent.
Well, I want to hear about Miss Angel and Miss Sadie.
Well, I'm going to talk to you, but I just want to make one comment about Brent's book. She has two books, well, at least two that I've been reading, called I'm Home, A Cat's Never-Ending Love Story, and I'm Home, A Dog's Never-Ending Love Story. And I have been reading these, both of these books, and I read them to my daughter at night, and I tell you, she just, her little tears roll down her face. She's like, oh, Mama, that's so beautiful. So I'm loving these books, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for sending them. And I want to share with everyone, if you weren't on the Ask Spirit Now show, listening back in October when Brent was here, I talked about Miss Angel, who was my mother's dog, who passed away, and she left Miss Sissy, who is a little Maltese. Mm-hmm. And just to kind of remind you, Brent, and Miss Angel passed away. Miss Sissy went into grief, and we thought she was going to pass away, Miss Sissy, a couple of weeks ago, but she didn't. And what happened, and this is miraculous, Brent, and I wrote to you about this, mm-hmm. is, and you mentioned about your book, Animal Reincarnation. Now, Miss Sissy, even though she's still Miss Sissy and she has her personality traits, she also is Miss Angel. And I tell you, she wags her tail like Miss Angel, and she does only behaviors that Miss Angel does, but she's still so Miss Sissy. So
well,
talk
now, that's
to
called
us about
a soul
that.
Braid.
Okay.
It's a soul braid, and the reason she got sick was because the souls were braiding.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what created the illness. Because when you have two souls inhabited in one book, and I hope you will allow me to use Miss Angel and Miss Sissy's as an example in this book that's coming out next week, called Everything You Want to Know About Animal Reincarnation.
Well, you got the story right there. And anything you
but
need
that's
to know
why she
me.
Got sick.
Yep. Okay. Well, she was almost dead. We thought she was going to die any minute. And then all of a sudden, honey, she comes up like alive. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, my mother's like, she called up to that house and she said, Vicky, I don't understand it. It's like Miss Angel's back. And mm-hmm. she says, I have to call them both names. Mm-hmm. And I said, Mother, I said, something's going on here. And I said, I have a feeling that she embodied Miss Sissy's mm-hmm. Body. You know, mm-hmm. she came in.
Well,
and I didn't know
way.
What to call it. But
as uh-huh. taking two sparklers, and when you take two sparklers and you mesh them together, the electromagnetics of them go, and that's what was making her sick, because they were having, you know, they had to integrate and weave in and out of each other. And that's why it caused the body, because the electromagnetics were all off. I mean, literally the life force metro electromagnetics were reweaving.
Uh-huh.
And that's why she got sick. So now you can call her Sissy Angel or something like that.
Well, I mean, it's phenomenal. And I've just, you know, I know y'all are out there in radio land, but I just got my little daughter's kitten, and she just jumped up on my desk, so I've got to put her down because she will go through the internet. I mean, it'll be hysterical. I talked to you about this, Brent, a while back. My little girl wanted a kitten,
well,
and I'm not really wasn't going to get one. And I just put it out there. I said, if there's one in Jasper, Georgia, and she's white, and she's a kitten, a little, we'll go get her today. Well, of course, you know, there she was. She had been calling, and on Tanya told me all about the past lives that she and Little Miss Princess, that she's called, had together. So I think it's, you know, I hope everyone's understanding what Brent and I are talking about. But, you know, Brent, animals are just, I don't want to say they're just like us, but they have their own soul contracts and their own life and all of that, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I want to take Chris. We have a caller from Arizona. Chris, how are you?
Hey, Kathy. It's Christina Thompson.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, this is Victoria and Brent. How are you, Chris? Go ahead and ask your question for Brent.
Victoria and Brent, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Well, you do metaphysical diagnostics?
Yes.
How do you do that? How does one do that?
In other words, when you talk about when I do medical intuitive, when I look inside.
Right, you're not laying hands on the pet or nothing.
No.
So
let me give you the simplest way to do it, and this will teach everybody out there. Everything has an electromagnetic frequency. And so when you do a medical intuitive diagnostic of what you're doing, first is you tune into the frequency of that body, because every human or pet body has a frequency or vibrational signature. So first you tune into that, and then within that signature range, like a human body between 68 and 72 megahertz is healthy, and a pet body has a healthy megahertz range. And so you tune into that, and like an MRI, you monitor the actual electromagnetics of it so you can tell what's sick and not sick. Now, I can see inside a body, so I actually see the organs and the nerves and the bones and the blood, and if, as they say in the South, if it's off, then we describe it as being off. Or if it looks like cancer, we see the cancer. And
now, you do this only for animals?
No, I do this mainly for people and also for animals.
Okay. So it's not something, all right. I'm pretty intuitive, but I've not ever been able to pick up energy unless I'm right there by it.
Well, what you'll need, Victoria, don't mean to do this. I've got a book that's coming out, Medical Intuition, and it teaches you how to see inside a body, how to learn to read the bioenergy codes of disease, and how to diagnose with them. It'll teach you how to activate what you got and take it to another level.
And that's coming out when?
The revised version after the first of the year.
Oh, well, okay. I'll have you back on again.
The proof version is out now, but
yeah,
get the revised version.
Okay, good. Oh, this is awesome.
That's the one you want.
Can
and then you'll just take what you've got and make you...
Can you read on my organs?
Sure.
Even though you've never met me?
Well, yeah, that's what I've been doing for 20 years for people all over the world.
You do that live on the radio show?
I'm getting ready to do that, and I've have shows that I answer questions about that. But tonight's show is about answering questions for Victoria's staff about pet reincarnation. And
pet
so,
reincarnation.
Yeah, so
can
if we want to do that, we'll have to come back another time, no harm meant, if Victoria has me. And we can do that, but tonight we're focusing on... the reincarnation of pets, because there are a lot of folks out there, a lot of pets transiting.
Can three pet energies enter into one pet?
Can three? The probability of that is yes. The possibility of that, because of the electromagnetics, would probably, just like her dogs got sick, they would probably overwhelm the body, and it might not be able to handle it.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, Chris, this
oversold it.
Yeah,
so this is
having a little pop out. I just want to let the producer know that Bren is popping in and out. So I just want to let the producer know that.
Oh, that's
okay. Go ahead.
But Bren. you can have two animals oversoul a current one, because that's not an integration of the body. But if they soul braid, that's an integration of the body.
And a soul braid.
So I don't think you could have two over.
Okay.
Soul braid, I think you could have them oversold, because that's just giving
directions. Well, I adopted a dog off of the Craigslist. It's a rescue.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
But I never got the medical records, and I've never taken her to a vet. But she eats well and all that stuff. Her name is Trinity.
Oh, how pretty.
I believe she's 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She should be 10 and next year. She is a German Shepherd.
Yay.
And Trinity, like I said, I adopted her for $30. That was the finder's fee off of, I believe it was Craigslist or something like that. And it was the owner, it was a college student that could not keep Trinity because the apartment said she was too big.
So you were her guardian angel?
Am I her guardian? I always think animals are our guardian angels.
Oh.
But I'd lost my dog, Sarah, and every once in a while I want to call her Sarah, and I just say, Rose, stop that.
Well,
and
that could
Sarah
be just your...
of the same size, you know.
What do you think about that, Brent?
I'm letting you answer that one.
Well, you know, at this point, I will have to tell you that it could just be a reminder, but I'm going to mm-hmm. share something. Did you see personality traits of Sarah in Trinity? Chris?
No.
Okay.
No.
So you're right.
Sarah was definitely her own.
Probably just a reminder because you love Sarah so much, but mm-hmm. I don't personally pick it up.
Nope.
You know, so, but I want to say one thing to you, Chris, and I want to commend you for adopting an older dog because most people don't do that. They want little puppies or young. And I think that shows a beautiful heart that you have, that you went out of your way to adopt an older dog. Because do you realize the grief, and I know Brent will share this, but do you realize the grief that Trinity went through not being able to stay with that owner? I mean, think of how that must have felt.
Well, and I also left it open for the owner to come on the weekends and visit her and
take
her to
the park.
So
beautiful.
Trinity would not lose that connection.
Yeah, because I actually feel her. I feel the unmissed, you know, I think she's fine now, but at the time, I think it was very difficult for her, you know, to have that transition of, and you're wonderful. I can feel your energy. You're wonderful. So she's very blessed. What a blessed dog. So I just, those are my comments on it, Brent.
Mm-hmm.
I
so
just
she's
impressed.
Healthy. I don't need to take her to the vet. I'm a loving dog owner, but I'm not the most bestest when a dog gets ill. I can't usually afford it. So I just, you know, but I just watch.
Well, listen, I want you to ask Brent, now let's share this, because I have been doing this with Goldie, my dog that you said had about, at this point, about 2 months left. You said to ask my, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So if it'll help, I'll go lay my hands on her.
Yeah. And the intent, remember the life force energy to use as mm-hmm. she so chooses, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course you remember, you wrote it. But anyway, Brent, talk to her. This
is
so awesome.
Go ahead and tell her what you've been doing.
Well, I tell you what I've been doing, Chris. I have a dog that that Brent saw being here about 3.5 months. And she sleeps about 22 hours out of the day, and she snores, and I can feel her going in and out. Am I going to leave now or not? And so I hold her little paw, or it's a huge paw, actually, and I tell her that it is my intent to love her and the life force and all the beautiful angels around her. Give her this energy that is hers to use as she so chooses. When she is ready, it is okay for her to cross over. It is up to her, and I empower my Goldie with her choice so that she knows. And she came to me this morning, Brent and Chris, and she said to me, I want you to get one of those big, huge stuffed animals down at Harry's. And I want you to take her everywhere you go with me when I cross over so that I can embody that big little, and keep it in the house. And she said, then have a little one for me when you leave, because she says, I'm not coming back right now, but I want to be with you.
Well, see, now if you get her cremated, you can put her in a little urn and put it inside your stuffed animal.
Well, I don't know. I've never thought of that. Oh, my gosh. I'll have to call you on that one, Brent. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. I was just going to, we'll talk about that when she'll
let
me know.
It would have to be an airtight, sealed.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a mason jar, you know. Yeah. It's not going to come open, but.
Well, no, I did that with my beautiful kitten that I had years and years ago. I did that. And I'm with both of my collies. I had them.
Well, I'm going to share the most interesting question I have ever received in pet reincarnation. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This woman calls about several weeks ago, and she's crying, just absolutely, totally distraught. And I'm going, okay, how may I help you? And she said, I have a question to ask. Okay. She said, my cat died. I'm sorry. She said, and I have just frozen my cat. And he's in the freezer, and I want to know, will that change his ability to reincarnate? So I reared back in my chair, and I thought, well, no, it's not going to change the ability for the cat to reincarnate. However, you need to get the cat out of the freezer and to the taxidermist within 3 days so that you won't have disease bacteria there. But even in freezing a carcass so that it can be taxidermied later, because she wanted to stuff her cat instead of stuffing her cat's ashes in a stuffed animal, if you do that, it's not going to affect the reincarnation process, but it will need to be done so the tissue is preserved within a time frame.
Okay, thank you.
That's because she's thinking that the soul's going to be attached to the cat body.
Yeah. Is that
where she was coming from?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yes.
That it was going to be trapped and attached and tagged to it?
Yeah, frozen inside the body. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I don't know about y'all, but I have been with someone and I have been with a pet when they crossed over. And I felt that both of the human and the my collie, Cochise, she crossed over. And at first she could not breathe. And I reminded her, I said, it's okay, Cochise. And I held her in my heart and she crossed over. And then she says, oh, it's so beautiful, Mom. And so, you know, at first, but I felt the energy. I felt the energy leave. So I guess if you froze them, you know, Brent, it would the energy's gone or they wouldn't be dead. I mean, the body would not be still.
It's already vacated. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's vacated. So, did you have another question, Chris, for Brent?
No, the only question was Trinity is fine. And I went out and petted her and she gave me a smile and I bought her a bone today, so she picked it up and went away from it because she's being a little possessive over it. And I went, she's fine. I kind of answered it myself. And if you guys didn't pick up anything, you know, then you would have said something if you picked up on anything. Like, you need to get her to the vet because she needs to get this done. But age appropriate, she's fine.
I don't feel anything, but that's, you know, I just don't feel anything. Did you feel anything, Brent, that you needed to share?
Not just gripping and grabbing and saying, oh, quick, we need to talk about this before I get off the phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I mean, I would imagine at 9 years old that her body's not in perfect shape, but heaven forbid.
None of us are at 9 years old.
I mean, really.
No, yeah, 60, and she's a German 60, Shepherd, 60, right.
63.
So, you know, I'm hoping that I can have her for another 4 years.
You're going to have her for 6 more years.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
You.
That's so
thank
wonderful.
You very much.
Because when I look at 4 years, I get her energy runs out 2 more years. So
good. I'll just keep giving her vitamins.
There you go.
All right. Thank you so much, ladies.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for calling, and enjoy Arizona. I love Arizona. It's a beautiful state.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Hugs and kisses
right
to Trinity.
Yes. Yes, so wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay.
Well, Brent, that was fascinating. I am just so impressed with you. And I want to share something because, you know, you had mentioned earlier that about animal reincarnation, and I wanted you just to share with some of the listeners out there, you know, maybe just something that people don't know about pet reincarnation, like sometimes they come back, sometimes they don't come back. How do you know if they're reincarnated? There was a story you told the last time you were on the show about the bee, and I would love for you to tell that story this evening about how you knew that your pet had been reincarnated.
Well, the last one has a bee on his bottom that matches my signature, so it was like stupid Brent couldn't miss it, but I did. I was so emotionally caught up in it that, but he literally has a bee on his bottom that it was his fifth incarnation. And so I had another most interesting one was a man had a Jack Russell who ate ice, and he adopted a Jack Russell puppy from the pound. And the minute the puppy got out, he try, when the man opened the refrigerator to get out some ice cream, the puppy dived into the ice tray. And he said, do you think I knew it was my dog then? I got the right one. And I'm going, yeah, because puppies don't normally dive into the crushed ice tray.
Oh, that's
so
a miracle.
They will always do something that will say, and the one about the dog that ran and dug up his ashes and turned around with the other dog's ashes all over his nose and went like, did you think that I didn't know where you buried my last ashes?
Mm-hmm. That is amazing. I mean, that one I have not heard before. So,
well, now it's in the book. It's one of the examples.
Okay.
I have
read a lot of both books, but I go back between the two. So
yeah,
what
I try to do is use examples so that when, you know, because of, to me, after doing this for almost 16 years now, researching it and gathering these stories, you know the concepts, but I try to put the stories so that the people can readily understand it in case I'm so close to it I didn't communicate it correctly.
Yes, right.
And that's
I love the whoever did the photography, Diane Lewis photography. She is just, these pictures are just so beautiful of the dogs and the cats. I mean, they just touch, just looking at the pictures touches your heart.
Little faces.
Oh, they're just so beautiful. Now, I wanted to share something. I mentioned it at the beginning of the show, and I want to remind everybody to buy Brent's books. And you can go to Just Plain Love Books. Is that correct? Am I saying? I know it's just that's on the back.
Yeah,
but
Just Plain Love.
Just Plain Love. And you can order these books for Christmas gifts. I mean, y'all get on the internet and order these. If they're dog lovers, order the dog one, The Dog's Never Ending Love Story. And if they're cat lovers, then just get the I'm Home, A Cat's Never Ending Love Story. And I'm so excited about the animal reincarnation.
Yeah,
now,
want the goods, then that's sort of the sum total book of the reincarnation sections. And the stories are the stories that we've gathered from around the world that embody the concepts of the reincarnation various sections or illustrations.
Okay. Well, that's incredible. And I wanted to share something, as I mentioned at the earlier part of the show. For all my listeners, I have an 11-year-old daughter, and she had been wanting a cat forever, and I finally gave in. And when she touched the cat and looked at the cat's eyes, she said, I already know who you are. Mm-hmm. And the cat and she had a communication, Brent, that would have touched your heart.
I can't
really repeat it on the radio because it was a very long, but I mean, they had known each other. She knew her name. She had been a kitten in a royal time in the Egyptian area, and there were several other lifetimes, and Anya just tuned right into those lifetimes, and when they connected with each other, it was like they had never been apart.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the main signs. I mean, because you'd have people, sometimes I'll have people write me emails, and they'll say, well, tell me. And they'll say, well, you know, I'd like you to do a consultation to look at the pet's energy and see if that energy is going to reincarnate. And I just don't answer the email because I know it's just a matter of a few days and their heart is going to recognize them. Because no matter what anybody tells you, if you have felt that animal's heart before in your energy, it's part of your vibration. And you just recognize it.
Right. Well, I guess I've had all of my dogs in because every one of them come up to me at the strangest places in the middle of the road, at the post office. And well, of course they find me. And I guess the funniest story, Brent, was when I had my golden retriever, when I rescued Goldie, and I know she's on her way out. She just looks at me like, I love you. I love you, mama. And when I first saw her, let me go back a minute. It was about a month before I found her, or she found me. And I had said to Anya, wouldn't it be wonderful if we had a golden retriever? They're such wonderful dogs, Anya. You would love them. And but I had no intention of getting one, and I had no intention of adopting one. It wasn't but shortly after that, of course, I found Goldie in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And I know somebody, every dog that I have ever had, Brent, has been so taken care of. They've never been abused. They've been loved. And I feel that they got lost. No one, you know, they didn't have those little buttons in them or whatever they call that. And but
GPS.
They've all been so. Yes, they've all been, yeah, the GPS. They've all been so trained and beautiful. And, you know, my one dog, I've never mentioned this dog to you. His name is George. We named him George. And he has a blind eye. And he is probably, well, all my dogs are perfect, but he is probably the most perfect. He does completely trained from day one, has a blind eye because when he was lost, nobody took care of him. I don't know how long he was lost. But the vet just said he had never been, that eye had gone dry and it had gone blind. Mm-hmm. But, you know, George is probably, he's the last one that we adopted that came to us at the post office. I mean, of all places. And George is probably 6 years old.
That's called special delivery.
Yeah, special day. You're so good. So I'm just, you know, I just want to remind everyone to go. And if you forget the website, just go to BBS and, you know, ask to talk to me, and I will make sure that you can get connected with Brent. I actually referred somebody to you, Brent, because it was for a medical intuition issue, somebody who was sick. So I don't know if they'll call, and I don't know, but I don't even know that I know their name that I referred to. But share some more stories with us about reincarnation and some of the things that are going to be coming out in your new book from Just Plain Love.
One of the sections I'm having is called Questions from the Audience. And questions from the audience are, even though I've collected all these segments and concepts over these, well, gosh, I say 15 and a half, but somebody says, Brent, it's really 17. You know, these years of researching this stuff, it's like you think you have covered every question there is. It's like, okay, I got this down. So you revise the book for the umpteenth time. And what I've been doing is I revise the book every 3 to 6 months, usually every 6 months, because if I go out and I do presentations or appearances or book signs or whatever they are, then invariably there will be some question that I didn't cover. And if I didn't cover it, I go back and I totally revise the book, and it's the section called Are There Any More Questions for the Audience? Because the body of it is pretty, but like the lady who said, you know, the one that was the winning question was, okay, I froze my cat. Is that
That's worth revising your book for.
Yeah, is that going to affect his soul in reincarnating? I went, okay, that's question number one for the new revision coming out January 1st.
That's a good one.
And just little things like that. Now, another interesting question that we had is about all the homeless pets that aren't in the shelter. And, excuse me, that are shelter dogs.
Sure.
Had a terrible cold. And those animals came to Earth and reincarnated to create a greater good for other animals. So some people get really upset by all the animals that were euthanized and serve a purpose for, like, being slaughtered and things like this. Well, yeah, if you think about it, those animals came to perpetuate the greater good of other animals.
Well,
and so when they came here, that was their job. I mean, as terrible as that sounds, but if there weren't that many dogs in shelters, then people would never have created laws or better conditions, or if there weren't enough animals slaughtered, and I hate to use that word, those animals who gave up their souls to create that condition also created the new laws and the rulings that saved the others that followed.
I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
When you put a dog to sleep now, as I understand it, they put a tranquilizer in a pet and then they euthanize it. And I doubt that they do that in pet shelters because of the expense of it. But do you honestly believe, Brent, that when a pet is euthanized, that they suffer? Are you there?
Yes,
Brent?
I'm thinking.
Oh, okay, good. I just want to make sure you heard me.
No, it's me leaving dead space on a radio show.
Oh, okay. Well, you be thinking, and I'm going to just let the producer know that I have quite an echo on my line, so I just want everybody, I don't know if everybody's listening to that, but, you know, I've thought many times while Brent's feeling that, you know, my mother had to put her collie to sleep, and they put a tranquilizer in first before they euthanized Sadie. And I wondered about that because I thought maybe that was suffering. Maybe something about putting the euthanasia medicine first caused too much of a shock for the dog. I just thought it was interesting that they had changed the procedure.
Well, I think that's more of an outcry to the humaneness of it. because unless you're euthanized, you really can't go and determine the amount of suffering. On the other hand, I think that it's like basically it's a reversal of the electrolytes in the body. The two, you know, they take out the potassium and the sodium chloride. Unless it's like a gaseous thing. And I think in the gaseous, which is in the mass euthanization, that is like an asthmatic attack, which is really pretty horrific. You can't breathe, and for a split second or two before the gases overwhelm the body, it's not particularly attractive. I think for the vets who do the tranquilizer first, it's, you know, they literally could put the animal to sleep with too much tranquilizer, but the tranquilization just makes them relaxed, and then at that point in time, the reversal of the potassium and the sodium chloride stops the heart from beating, and there's, you know, it's not such a transition because it's sort of like being a little tipsy and then falling asleep.
Right, okay.
And so
well,
I think it's more about creating the la-la land so that when the physical function stops down, it is not as traumatic. But,
that's what I felt. Listen, just thinking about lobsters for a minute, I tell you, my I'm a vegetarian, but years ago, my mother used to put used to get them drunk before she would cook them because she felt that it was not kind to boil something alive. I mean, people, I just think it gives me chills.
Well, you're talking about a person who will literally, if you see me in a grocery store, I will put my hand over my eyes and walk by them or turn my head. I cannot look at a lobster tank. I just, you know, maybe I'm a lobster.
People don't realize. And so she would always get them drunk. She would put them for hours in I don't know if that was so kind either. But at the time she did it, and she would buy cheap alcohol and she would get them drunk. This was when I was growing up, and she did this kind of thing for parties and stuff. But anyway, I just wanted to share that because I do know that, you know, they've changed the procedure, at least here and, you know, in our neck of the woods that they do that. So I just thought it was very, very interesting. Now, there was, you know, just tell us some more stories that you have had. You know, it was just something that one of the questions that was asked is, can my new puppy or a mature dog that was born before my dog died be my pet reincarnated?
Yes. And what we're talking about here is a walk-in situation where... And what a walk-in situation means is when two animal souls are in heaven, one says, I'm going down and I'm going to change souls midway during my life and transfer into another body. And so both of the pets go down and one of them gets sick before its lifespan or at the end of its lifespan. And the other body is still on Earth, and therefore the body that passed transfers into the delivery body, which is what I call it in the book. And so it walks into another body. So a dog could pass away as a young puppy and then transfer his body, soul force energy, into the physical body of a dog that's been in the pound for three years. Mm-hmm. And somebody will say, it can't be because this dog has been in the pound 3 years before my puppy was even born or died. And you can say, well, yes, because that may be the delivery body of the new physical being that the puppy has, you know, will become a part of later. And that's called a walk-in. And humans have walk-ins. And it's a phenomenon that's sort of rare, but it means that a soul contract is agreed to before the animals ever come to Earth.
And
so
I understand that.
So you could have your puppy die at, you know, in a split second, and then 3 days later, a dog come out of the woods, and you go, well, that can't be my puppy because this dog's 6 years old. But it can because of the soul transfer through being a walk-in.
Right. And I just want to remind, we still have time for a few more callers. So if you want to ask Brent a question, feel free to call, even though we're in the middle of a subject. Go ahead and call. I've got such an echo.
We had problems. So if they want to email questions.
Yeah, then Don will let us know.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this, too. Now, how long And this is in Brent's book, I'm Home, A Dog's Never Ending Love Story, which can be found at Plain Love Books. How long does reincarnation take? And you talked about that just now as a walk-in, but let's just say
reincarnation can take as short as a split second of transferring one soul to the other body, or it can take years. I mean, the dog I have now took 2.5 years to come in. But the most important thing to know is that the owner's emotions can affect the reincarnation time frame. And if you are angry or extremely sad, now, I mean, I was just heartbroken, but if you are angry or extremely sad, your energy becomes very staccato and becomes very agitated. And therefore, your pet cannot make the reconnection with your energy to start the process to come back in, because your crying and your dismay and your anger at the death, you know, lots of times around the death scenario of that pet, can help push the pet away and put its reincarnation on hold.
Okay.
So
now let's just say
that can do is look at the transition, and it's horrible to do, because I mean, I know I couldn't do it myself for a long time, but to look at it as this incarnation, the death is a process of trading in for a new vehicle.
Okay,
understand
that.
And if you can look at it that way, you'll hasten your pet's reincarnation if he's returning to you.
Okay. Now, let's say that your pet has crossed over and someone misses their pet and they wanted to communicate with the pet. Now, you talk about this in their book. What would you recommend, to do? How would you ask them to communicate?
The best way to tell you, one of the things that I found interesting, I didn't believe in any of this stuff until my fiancé died. Mm-hmm. And when he was killed, he taught me what I am now talking about, because I thought it was woo-woo and crazy, and I didn't believe in it. But when he died, he taught me how to feel an energy on the other side. And in the cat book, it teaches you how to take your hands and learn to feel energy that has crossed the veil. And you can do this for humans, you can do this for animals, and it gives you an opportunity to communicate with them. Because I used to have a lady, once I showed her how to do this, her cat would show up, and the cat would lay around her neck like it always did when she was alive, and she could feel the cat. And you can teach your dog, put your paw in my palm, and your palm will be cold and tingly, and you can feel where the animal is, and that will teach you. It's a form of interfacing with them. Even though they don't have a body, the energy is ever present.
Right.
And it's an expanded form of awareness that basically anybody can do.
Well, you know what I feel is so important about this, Brent, is that, and it's the same for people who have lost loved ones, whether they're pet in the pet form or human form, is that, and I've felt this from a child on, I was able to communicate with those who have crossed over, and pets included. And I wish, you know, and I the reason why I wanted to share it is that so many people feel that once the body is gone, that the animal is gone. And that's not true. The animal can be right there.
Exactly.
And I want to share something with everyone. I live out in the country in the North Georgia Mountains, and I had a big bearded collie that we rescued. And when Buddy was put down, or he died actually, but when he passed away, he came back immediately. He had a favorite tree, a beautiful budding type of low-level tree. He laid there. And once in a while, not lately now, he's gone on, but for the first, oh gosh, this has been 5 years ago, you would just see him, and the dogs would go over and, you know, like, oh, hi, buddy.
Yep.
And it was wonderful to see that. And he was just a part of, because he loved the home so much. He loved it.
Mm-hmm. And another thing, too, is one of the things is alive pets can recognize the pets across the veil's energy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because they can even play with them.
Mm-hmm.
One of the stories is about a dog that when she got back, the owners would see her dogs playing after Sidey died, and they would be, it was as if, you know, with the little bottoms up and playing and throwing the ball and all this stuff, as if it was two of them playing, but the only one visual was the alive dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she recognized that there was the two pets playing together.
Yeah. Well, I just feel it is so important. And I just want to share something, too, about horses. Before my friend Chiquita Berry passed away, she had a horse farm, Brent, where she rescued horses, about 100 acres. And when we would go horseback riding, one of the, I can't think of their names right now, but we were on one of the horses, and the one, the mate, not that they had mated, but they just loved each other.
Mm-hmm.
And when I would take, I'm just going to call them, you know, Horse Love and Horse
right.
B. When Horse Love ran, you know, was off being ridden, Horse B would, you know, moan and grieve.
Oh.
And it's been very interesting because since Chiquita had passed away, she, you know, all those animals, I know, wonder where she went. And I know that she communicates with them because I feel that they know that she passed over. And she, of course, she left someone, one of her children, to take care of them. And she's a wonderful, wonderful lady herself. So, you know, the horses are taken care of. But I am still absolutely amazed by the fact that there can be soul braiding because I did not know what it was called. I knew that it, something had happened. And I'll tell you a real quick story. When Miss Sissy and Miss Angel were little, my mother, I had given Miss Angel to my mother and I had Miss Sissy, and my mother accidentally gave me Miss Angel and she kept Miss Sissy, and I was, cause you couldn't tell them apart. And they were both so tiny, you know, like half a pound Maltese. And I was at the chiropractor's down in Marietta and I called her up and I said, "You gave me Miss Angel. I got to come back and get Miss Sissy." And she says, "Oh no, no, I gave you, you know, Miss Sissy." I said, "No, Miss Angel wags her tail. Miss Sissy does not." And that was their big identifying difference between the two of them, is that Mrs. Angel just wagged her tail. It was 24/7. She wagged her tail in her sleep. And of course, now Miss Sissy is wagging her tail excessively, mm-hmm. just like Miss Angel, of course, and other you know, significant, you know, characteristics of that. So it's just a fascinating. And I just want to remind everyone that, you know, I was hoping that, that, you know, there was someone that was supposed to call in this evening because she had a question about one of her dogs, but I'm going to share the story anyway with you. Many weeks ago, for all my listeners, there was a dog named Rocky that had gotten eaten, killed by a coyote.
Oh.
And I think I shared this with you,
right.
Brent.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Talked to her 2 days ago, and Rocky sent her husband, I don't know how it all unfolded, but all of a sudden he called this place and adopted a new dog, and they already know. I don't know that it's Rocky, because Rocky guided them to this dog.
Right.
But Jennifer said that it just brought so much peace, and that they understood that it was a soul contract that between the coyote and the dog. And they're fine on it now. But that Rocky guided her husband to find another dog, and believe it or not, it was called the Rocky Animal Place or something like that. And it was the, you know, it was a breeder or something. I'm not sure. It was a little dog that and I don't know, maybe Rocky reincarnated into that dog. I didn't even connect up with that at all. But Jennifer was going to call in this evening, but I guess something happened and she wasn't
it's
able
Christmas.
To.
It's Christmas. She may be out shopping for her.
Well, that's
puppy.
True. That's true. And, you know, it's great gifts. Now, I want to remind everybody to, and I also have a book, too. It's not about pet reincarnation, but it's called Angel Anya's Magic Heart. And you can go to AskSpiritNow.com and order it, because it's a book about love. It's a book about a child's connection with horses and with other people, and how she connects with horses. And I just want to remind people that gifts like I'm Home are such wonderful gifts to give to people, because they're so unusual. They're not gifts that you just pick up at the grocery store, although I guess you could have your book there, Brett, and I don't know. But
well,
is there
we're
any,
being interviewed by Whole Foods, so any prayers, keep your
well, we definitely will, and I want to invite you back, and as soon as the other reincarnation book on animals comes out, and make sure you put Miss Sissy and Miss Angel in there, because I will find
well, I have to ask your permission.
Some,
if I have your permission, I'd love to use that as an
well,
example of soul
I'll tell you
brain.
What I'll do is email me over the next couple of weeks whenever you're getting ready to do it, and I will find a beautiful picture of both of them. You know, so that you can put their pictures in there, because they were the most beautiful.
Because it's coming out by January 1st. I mean, it's
okay. Well, I'll do it this week and find you pictures that you can use, because they're just beautiful little puppies. And so I just want to share that now.
And if any of your friends with horses, now that's another thing. If there's anyone out there listening, the horse version is coming out. The final of the trilogy. We've done dog, cat, and now we're doing horses. We're collecting horse reincarnation stories. That'll be out in about March.
And okay, I have some friends, and I will check with them on some of those reincarnation for the horses. I've got a lot of horse friends, so I'll just have to get that. But I'm just so impressed with your books, because, I haven't completely finished both of them, but I'm just so impressed with the pictures and the beautiful stories. There was one specific story in the dog. I think his name was Buster. I can't think of his name right now. I can't find it right now. I'm looking in here. But the other thing is, I just want to remind people, it's on page 70 of your book, that know that your pet is never gone forever.
Yeah.
And I just want to, Jennifer is online from Atlanta.
Hello.
Jennifer, hi.
Hi.
Are you the same
Merry
Jennifer
Christmas
that had
and happy holidays from Miss Rocky's parents?
Thank you.
We were talking about you. Were your ears burning?
I know. Well, I just happened to turn on I just finally got it figured out, and I called in. I heard y'all talking about Rocky.
Well, tell us this. Tell Brent about
Share the story about Rocky.
Well, I just know that after I heard that you had said that Rocky was going to lead my husband to the to his new dog, that I told my husband about that, and he was just so relieved, and he just really resonated with that. So he went online almost immediately, and I wish he was here. I could ask him, but he saw something like Rocky Hill, I don't know, something like that. Anyway, that just led him to the dog. It was really quite amazing. So now
aren't animals fabulous?
They are. Anyway, now it's like he seems like Rocky. It's like sometimes we see him from behind, and he just looks like a little version of Rocky.
Oh.
I don't know if he's a walk-in or anyway. And our other dog, our older dog, just loves him. So we named him Bullwinkle.
Bullwinkle. And he's a whole, how many pounds?
Oh, he's probably 3.5 pounds now,
that's a big name for a little fella.
I know. I call him Winky.
Oh, okay. Well, now, my dog has one of those.
Yeah.
Well, Jennifer, Brent, do you feel that Rocky just hangs around that little dog? Winky? What do you feel?
I think that's a reincarnation.
Oh, okay.
She said walk in. I'm hearing no.
Oh, because I thought more of a reincarnation, too, because Rocky led and then just popped on in. Is that what happened, do you feel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah. He had to set him up for his return.
Even though there's a little bit of, the puppy was probably born before Rocky died.
See, there's that walk in stuff. But you see,
not much.
If it's not a long time, then they can't, even though that's a walk in, I still think that's the reincarnation.
Okay.
You'll know in that the characteristics within the first 2 or 3 weeks, the characteristics are so similar. I mean, like if Brent were to say, how many characteristics of all my dogs, that's what made me pay attention. It's like everyone came back, and out of 15 characteristics, they had 14 and a half, and I kept going, this is strange. This is strange. Till I had enough sense to go, better write a book on this. Pay attention, Brent. And so, but that's one of the ways you can tell very rapidly.
Okay.
And usually a walk-in will take, now there's a book in the dog book between Darby and Rihanna, and they have a walk-in. And that took 3 months for that dog to do. Because
Darby, that was the name. Okay.
Yeah, it would go in and out 2 or 3 times, but that was a slower walk-in. Normally a walk-in is more rapid than that, but I used that one because it was more of a long-term one. But it would it illustrated it so that, you know, somebody going through that process would definitely recognize it. And that's what the stories hopefully do, is illustrate the example. So if somebody said, well, I'm not sure about this, well, read this story because it'll really give you how it works in real life.
Well, one thing I want to share with everyone is that when I saw Jennifer, Brent, I know you don't know Jennifer face-to-face, but when I saw her last Sunday, I could tell on your face, Jennifer, that something wonderful had happened, even though we hadn't talked. Because I could see it in your eyes. You know, I knew that things were going okay for you because of that.
Yeah.
So I just hadn't had a chance to talk with you. So that's just incredible. Now, I have a question for you, Brent, regarding Rocky, or Winky, I should say. Now, when we're looking at soul contracts, she completed her contract as Rocky. So now can she come on in as Winky and have a new soul contract so she doesn't have to go through that again? What's your thoughts on that?
You mean get eaten again by the wolf?
Thank you. That's, yes.
Okay, sorry. Well, first of all, I think that no harm meant, Jennifer. I think the first incarnation was a soul lesson for you.
Okay.
And I thought that when I
heard
the story.
I feel that, too.
When I got it the first time. And so it's sort of like human beings, and this is something that someone told me once. If you're, like, I was always worried about using my medical intuitive powers. I thought, whoa, they're going to stone me, burn me, or something, because I can look inside a body and see organs. And a really old, old sage said to me, nope, if they've already done it to you in one incarnation, you've already done it. So you've been there, you've done it, and you're over it, and you don't have to do that again in this incarnation.
Well, good.
Okay.
So when an animal,
when
Winky has donated his parts, his Winky, there we go, when Winky has donated his Winky for the first lesson, then if Mama's got it, then he doesn't have to do it again. Now, if Jennifer, you didn't get that emotional lesson, then he will go through it again because his job is to teach you that lesson.
Well, I hope I got it.
So,
well, we'll make sure.
Okay.
We'll make sure.
Do.
But listen, I don't want to go over, but I want to thank you, Jennifer, for sharing your story, because we were just talking about you. But I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for Brent, for calling, being a part of the show, and I want
you
to mind. It's just such a blessing to have you. You're so energetic, and you have such wisdom and love from your heart. And I want to remind everybody, because it's time for the Ask Spirit Now show to say goodnight, but please remember to go to Just Plain Love Books and order Brent Atwater's books. And she's going to be back on in January when her Animal Reincarnation book comes out. And go to AskSpiritNow.com. I'm doing past life regressions this month for everybody for Christmas. So, you know, get on there and get your contact page.
Hey,
in
you can talk to Winky.
I can talk to Winky about his past life. I tell you, we're going to have a good time this December. Merry Christmas for y'all for the time being. I'll see you next Tuesday at 7 Eastern. And what's it with us? 4 Pacific, and somewhere in there, there's a Central time, 6 o'clock Central. Thanks again, Brent. And everybody have a blessed
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Good night, everyone.